This is Bird Note. As a robin hops across a lawn or garden, it cocks its head to one side and then the other. A moment later, it jabs its yellow beak to the earth and comes up with an earthworm. How did the robin know a worm was in that exact spot? Did it see the worm or hear it? Smell it? Or sense its movements through its feet? Experiments with captive robins first determined the birds weren't smelling worms or sensing their vibrations. So the birds must have been seeing or hearing them, right? To learn more, researchers buried worms in soil in a tray. They covered the soil with a thin but opaque sheet of cardboard, followed by more soil, making it impossible for a robin to see the worms. Still, the robin effectively found the worms. The scientists concluded that robins are successfully listening for their prey, even if they can't see, smell, or feel it. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at Bird Note Radio.
Thanks to supporters like you, American Bird Conservancy has helped sustain millions of acres of habitat for birds over the past 30 years. Become an ABC member today at a special rate of $20 or more, and you'll receive the award-winning hardcover book, Bringing Back the Birds, featuring fascinating stories from bird experts and more than 200 beautiful photos. Join now at abcbirds.org/birdbook20. That's abcbirds.org/birdbook20.